10 years at the time to come to pay back. No, again, afagav by shmita means even though when it comes shmita, the Lagrashi says afagav the hashta b'shvius like karin and be'lo yigos. Even though now at the end of the 7th year by shmita, it's not called lo yigos. You should not come and collect it. Shareim b'lo nokshoy b'lo shvius nami any yochol. Even without the loch of shmita, you cannot collect the money now at the end of 7 years. Of course, the loan was made for 10 years. But since it's not called La Yigais, maybe Shemitah should not affect this loan. See, also no. But Saif also Lidei La Yigais. Since another 3 years from now, at the end of 10 years, then you will be able to collect it. So any loan that you will be able to collect, if it passes, if it goes through Shemitah, at the end of the 7th year, it's a Mishamit, that you're free. You do not have to pay back anymore. That's Rav Yehuda Marav's Chiddush. But even though the collecting time is after Shemitah, so what? When it comes that time, Shemitah affects it, you're free. That's Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Now the Gemara asks the question, is this true? Moser Rav Kana, Rav Kana asks the question for now Mishnah. Our Mishnah says not like that. And now Mishnah says, I'm dem kama dem roitza litain, v'yeh elev zuz biyodoy, ben lita mikan v'yad lamed yoyim, or ben lita mikan v'yad eseshon. Again, our Mishnah was a case where Reuven borrowed money. So first the Edom said you only borrowed $1,000 for 30 days. And then we found out it's not true. They really borrowed it for 10 years. So how much did the first Edom want to make out Reuven lose? So the Mishnah says you have to value how much you would want to hold on to the money for 10 years. But not more. Let's say that's worth $100, $200. That's all they have to pay back. But it comes out, but according to you, Shmuel, V'yam, if you're going to tell me, Shvius Misham Tosoi, that if you borrow $1,000 for 10 years, really you're freed from paying back. You don't have to pay back the money at all. Because since at the end of 10 years, Shemitah passed by, Shemitah stopped his chayv, if so, the Edim should have to pay $1,000 to Reuven. Because really Reuven is freed from paying back at all. Because he borrowed the money for 10 years. Shvius stops the loan. The Edim said, you only borrowed it for 30 days. They're making you pay back $1,000. So the Edom are causing you a loss of $1,000. So according to you, Shmuel, V'yam, if you're going to tell me, Shvius Misham Tosai, that a loan of 10 years, Shemitah stops it. If so, Kula Nami Boy Shalumilei. These Edom should have to pay $1,000 to Reuven. Because these Edom are saying, Reuven, you have to pay back the $1,000. They're making them lose out $1,000. Because really the loan was for 10 years, and really they're freed from paying back the loan. So what does the Mishnah say? You only have to pay back $100 or $200. Mashma, the Mishnah holds that Shvius does not stop this loan, that after 10 years, you will have to pay back. So Mishnah says, that's not a kasha on Shmuel. Amar Rava, and like you said, Amar Rava, Rava answers, know what we're talking about over here? B'mal v'ala mashkin, or else the b'moysa shtereisa lebezin. It's a type of a prusbel. We're talking about over here, where when he loaned this $1,000, he did it upon a mashkin. He took back a pledge. So if you hold the pledge, then Shemitah does not stop the chayv. And the same thing, if you're moist to shtereisa lebezdin, if you give over your shtereis to bezdin, or like we make a prusbul, that stops Shemitah, that the loan takes place. That's none we learned. How mal v'ala mashkin is somebody lends money to his friend, but he takes the pledge back, or else via moist to shtereisa lebezdin. If somebody really hands over his shtoris to Bezdin, that Bezdin comes to collect the money, not the Malv himself, ein mishamtin, ein mashmitin, then Shemitah does not stop the chayv. That's the pshat over here in our Mishnah also, according to Shmuel, that the Mishnah is talking about that the loan took place upon a mashkin, or else there was a prusbul, or else Moshe Shtereis of the Bezdin, the Chalekis Rashi and Tosis, it was two cases of one. Rashi says that Moshe Shtereis is a prusbul. Tosis asks the question that the Mishnah in Shvius says two cases. It says a moistish choice of the bezdin, v'odikatoni prusbul. Then the Mishnah says a prusbul. Must be two separate cases. All right, but our Mishnah is talking about kissing a case that Shemitah does not affect the chayv according to everybody. Therefore, there's no kasha on Shmuel. This is one way to learn Shmuel. Ikad the army, others say like this. Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, just the opposite. That hamal v'eschaveroi li'eseshonim. If somebody borrows money for 10 years. Ein shvius misham tosoi. Shvius does not stop this chayv. Ein shvius misham tosoi. It does not stop. It does not stop it. The afagav the yosei lidei lo yigais. Even though at the end you will come to lo yigais. So maybe the law, the din of Shemitah should apply to this loan. Still no. Hashta niyo like Karina ben lo yigoy. Right now, at the end of 7 years, when it becomes Shemitah, anyway, it's not the time to collect the money. Therefore, the law of Shemitah does not apply here. It's not Shemitah that's stopping the loan. It's not the time to collect it anyway. You have to wait another 3 years. So since at the time is Shemitah, it's not a collectible loan anyway, the din of Shemitah does not apply. Therefore, 3 years later, at the end of the 10 years, you have to pay back. That's the lashon of Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel. That if you borrow money for 10 years, Shemitah does not stop this loan. Ain't Shemitah Meshamtas. So Mora says, if so, Amar Rav Kana, Afana Namitanina. Let me bring your proof to what you're saying from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah also says like that. Again, here now it's the proof. The Mishnah says, Oim dimkam odim roi talita in via elef zuz biyodai. We have to value how much a person would want to hold on to $1,000. Then the difference, litain mikan v'adlam and yoim, where they could only hold it for 30 days, or ben litain mikan v'adlam, so you hold it for 10 years. But mashma, you have to pay back the loan at the end of 10 years. There's only a difference how long you can hold on to it. Now, v'yam, if you can tell me very good, that shvius misham, if you tell me enough catch, shvius misham tosai, that shvius applies to this loan and stops the loan, you're free from paying. If so, kulanami boy shalunei lei, then the Edom Zemimim should have to pay the full $1,000 to Reuven, because really Reuven was freed from paying back the loan, and you're causing him to pay back $1,000. So the Mishnah should have said, you have to pay back $1,000. And the Mishnah says, no, you only have to pay the difference between 30 days and 10 years. So Mash Meklil, the Mishnah holds that Shemitah does not apply to such a loan. So in this Pshat, it's a Raya to Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel. So Mar says, no. Yeah. Right. Mor says, no, again, could be the Mishnah's no proof to what you're saying. Omar Rova, Hocha b'may askinu, and you know what the Mishnah's talking about, maybe in a special case. The Mishnah's talking about b'mal v'alamashkin. You borrowed money, but you gave a pledge for it. Or else the Moiseh shtoroysa l'bezdin, where the Malva handed over his shtoros, his deeds, to Bezdin. He gives Bezdin the right to collect the choy. So Bezdin is no parsha shmit upon Bezdin. Says Lo Yigos, you can't collect, but Bezdin could collect. Therefore, there's no proof from our Mishnah either way. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, the Maestu, we hold that ain't Shvius Misham Tosa. Shvius does not stop the loan. Yeah. Right. The Yom Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel. Hoy melachaver. Somebody says to his friend, Al menar shloi tashmiteni shvius. I'm lending you money, but the malva makes a condition here that I'll only lend you the money al menar on the condition that the law of shmita does not stop this loan. So lachar is nothing doing. Shvius mishametes. Shvius still stops this loan, even though you made a condition. So Chorin Mor says leim aksav shmul. Let's say Shmuel holds that masna mashkasa vatayruhu, that you're making a condition against the Torah. The Torah says if you lend money and Shvius passes by, you're free, and you want to say it's the chayiv. And the klal is, we call it masna, hamashkos of a Torah tonight bottle. If you make a condition, even in dini mamnus, even in money matters, if it's a condition against what the Torah says, that tonight the condition is bottle, and the loan still takes place, I mean, and then the loan is, you're free from paying. So that's what Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel says. So Mar asked, is this true? Is that Shmuel Shita? If you make it tonight, I'm not going to tear it tonight's bottle. I'll say not like that. The Yitma will learn like this. Somebody gives money to his friend, and he sells something to his friend, and he makes the condition. I'm telling you right now that I'm dripping you. I'm selling you something for a higher price than it's worth. So there is a klal of Aino. If you charge a sixth more, that's a Nekech's bottle. But I'm telling you right now, I'm charging you more than a sixth. But I do not want any complaints. So Amanah Shem L'cholayinu. So Rav Amarav says, Yesh Li Olav Oino. The condition does not help, and therefore the person has the right to complain, you jipni, give me the money back, or else it's a bit of Nekach. But Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, Ein La Yolav Oino, you have no right to complain. He told you clearly, he's selling you something at a higher price. So he made a condition with you. So Mashm, even though it's a Tanai, Amashkasa Vatera, the Torah says, Loisan, you can't jip the person more than a sixth, or a sixth. But since he made a condition, the condition helps. So the Chorus is Stephen Shmuel. Here we see Shmuel holds, by Dini Momnis, you could make it tonight against the Torah. And before we're saying by Shemitah, Shmuel holds the condition does not help.
so chutz a steer in Shmuel.
That's an open.
So we write it like this. No, there's no stira. Ha'itma law, we learned like this. There's a difference between the two. That Amar Rav Onon, Rav Onon said the deed to me, Nefashalem and Edish Shmuel, he explained me what does Shmuel mean to say like this. That there's a big difference. That really Shmuel holds, Masna Mashakosu Batera Tinai Kayim. You're allowed to make a condition against what the Torah says, at least by Dini Mamnus. And the reasoning is because the person is Michael. He forgives you. By money matters, even though the person really owes you the money, you could forgive him. So therefore, if it's Pateras Mechila, that helps. Even though it's against the Torah, but the Torah doesn't say you can't be Michael him. If you want to free him from paying you back, then it helps. But if you do not say Beloshin Mechila, you mean to say the actual din should not apply, that you have no right to say. So let's see. So there's a difference what you said here.
What is the meaning of Shaila Banda? He's telling him in advance that he take him more, or he's telling him...
All right. So let's see. The Mark explains like this, that... If I say the Shmuel, it depends how you say it. If you say, Almanash ain lecho olay oino, Almanash that you should not have any complaints against me, ain le yalav oino, then it's true, you made a condition. In other words, I'm making a condition with you that you should be meichel me. I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you something that it could be right. Maybe it's only worth more than it really is. I mean, I'm charging you more than it's worth, but I'm asking you right now to be meichel me. So if that's what you say, that's good. But if you tell the person, Almanash ain, but I know, I'm selling you this on a condition that the din of Einor should not be here, harayesh b'Einor, that you have the right to say. You're not telling him to be meichel you. You're saying, I do not want the lure of Einor to apply. That you can't do. So there's a difference how you said it. Like Rashi says. You're not telling him to be meichel you. Hello, hisni moi, shayna wa nayu. I'm not dripping you the mecha there. But we see clearly you are. Here it doesn't help. So mas hachinami vayas also by Shemitah. If you say, Amanash, le tashmitenu vishriyas. Amanash, I do not want Shemitah. I'm asking you, please. Like you should pay me back anyway. And shriyas misham tasoi. Then the lach of Shemitah does not apply. Because you ask them to be meichel you and pay back anyway. But if you say, Amanash, le tashmitenu shriyas. That I do not want the law of Shemitah to apply here, Shriyat Misham Tosoi. That you cannot stop. And Rashi says, Ochinami, Imamalai Leivit. Leivit would say, Halveni Amanas. Shletash Mitenu Atta Bishriyat Tinai Huzem. The other thing is, the Mashkos of the Torah, Tinai Kayan, Avala Mamalai Amanas, Shletash Mitenu, Shriyat, Shriyat Shinaf Kichal, that you can't do. So it depends how you say it. If you say it, Veloshin Mechila, it helps. If you say it, Veloshin, the din should not apply, that you cannot do. Mars says, Tonim learned. Somebody lends money without a time limit. Is 30 days. You have no right to come and collect it within the first 30 days. So, when was this said? Maybe only if the Leiv and Malva took out time to write a shtar, then we say, the cost of shtar. People don't take out time to write up a deed if the loan is going to be for a short time, less than 30 days. So since they wrote up a shtar, for sure they meant to say we want the loan to be at least for 30 days. That's what he thought to say. Alva, but in the case, Alva, ma milval peh, if I lent you money just in front of two edim, but we do not take the tirch or the bother to write up a shtar, loy, then if we don't make up a time, I can come back tomorrow and say, give me back the money. I lent you $1,000 yesterday. Today I want it back. Since we didn't make up a time, there's no svar of 30 days. So you have a right any time to come back and ask for it. That's what he thought to say. But Amalei Rav, Rav said, no. Hochi yom echavivi. Here's what my uncle, my choshuv uncle told me. Hochi yom echavivi, my uncle told me. Echad hamilva b'shtar, v'yechad hamilva alpeh, malva alpeh, whether you wrote a shtar here, or rather, it was only done in front of two eidim bal peh, without the shtar. Still, the halacha of 30 days that the malva has no right to collect the money within the first 30 days. We'll soon see why.
He forgot to put his date. The date
stopped. No, they have the date. You have the date when I loaned it. The question is how long.
When to pay?
Yeah, right. That isn't pay. Right. That's called milva stam. You wrote stam. You didn't write down when you have to pay back. If you make up a tanai pshita, you have to pay back at that time. Tanya nam yachudon like this also. Hamal v'escheveru is tam. If you lent
Stam means right. You don't put down a date when you have to pay back. You have, the Malva has no right to ask for it within the first 30 days. And it says clearly, whether it's written down or only by peh, you have no right to collect less than 30. That's the svara stam halvo, stam loan is for at least 30 days. Omalei shmunel rav masna. Don't sit down on your chair. Ad mefarshes law shmaitito. Shmaitito. Until you explain me this learning, that minoho milsa. How do we know to say this? How do we know this? The yom rabbanim, what rabbanim teach us, that hamal veschaver estam and the rishol l'tayv apokas m'lamid yom. How do we know this? Where's the mako? Where's the remez that a stam loan is for at least 30 days? How do I know this? Mashmi wasn't satisfied to say that stam svar, that stam b'nayodim. He wasn't satisfied. He wanted a mocker in the Torah. Where do I see that a loan is for 30 days? So Amalei answered back, the Siv, I'll bring you a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Korvor Shnas HaSheva, it's coming close to the seventh year of Shemitah, Shnas HaSheva, which is the year of Shemitah. So it says a double lashon here. The question is, Mimash Mashinema. From the pasuk itself, we understand that it says, Korvor Shnas HaSheva, any day, don't I know, Shishnas Shemitah, that is the seventh year. The pasuk says, Korvor Shnas HaSheva, it's coming close to the seventh year. So if so, Elamatam Aloyma Shnas HaShemitah, why does the pasuk have to say clearly, this is the year of Shemitah? What's the chiddush of Shnas HaShemitah? Loimlach comes to teach us over here that Shiyesh Shemitah Acheres, there's another type of a Shemitah. There's one Shemitah at the end of 7 years, you have to pay back your loans. Well, I mean, it comes Shemitah, the loan is free. That's one Shemitah. There's another Shemitah, though, that also you're freed from paying back. And what is that? Shikazu, it's like this. The Yezer, what is this? Zuhamal v'schever estam. That if somebody borrows money stam without any conditions, as what the time limit is, she'ne rishoy l'toy v'pokas l'shloshim yoyin. It's as if the first 30 days is like Shemitah. The first 30 days of the loan, the Malva has no right to come and collect it. Why 30 days? The other Malva we learned, shloshim yoyin bashana, choshev shana. 30 days, 1 month of a year, is considered like a month. It says over here, Shnas HaShemitah means the year of Shemitah, means there's a new type of a 1 year of Shemitah. 1 year proposition. What is that? 30 days. 30 days is like a year. So this is the remez that if you lend money, the first 30 days of the loan is like Shemitah. That means the first 30 days you have no right to collect back. It's like he's freed, the loiv is free from paying back. That's his luchidish, Shnas HaShemitah. There's a 30 day period that has a locha like Shemitah. What? But another look now. Since we're talking about Rav Yehuda Merav, the Yomer of Yehuda Merav, HaPaseyach Beisat Tzava B'Shabbos. Somebody has a cloth, let's say like an undershirt, that the hole for the neck is not open yet. So you make a slit to put your head through it. That's called HaPaseyach Beisat Tzava. You have a cloth that you make the hole to put your head through. You do it on Shabbos, Chayev Chatis, Yechayev Chatis. So Rashi learns it's called a binyan. You're like making a kli now. By cutting this, you're making the kli, you're making it fit to wear. So that's called binyan. But it's chayash, you're ticking kli hu. You're fixing up this kli. Maskev lo Rav Kana. Kana asked the question, why? V'chima ben zeh l'magufas chavis. There's a loch in Gemara and Shabbos. If you have a barrel of wine, even though it has a tight cover on top of it, you're allowed to break open the cover to get the wine inside. You see, breaking a hole to be able to use it is not called binyan. So why here, by making a hole in the cloth, is it called a binyan? Or Malay answered back, Zeh chibur. Here by the cloth, it's one piece of cloth. Now that you're making a hole for the neck to fit through, that's called a tikkun. It's called you're fixing something. But the zeh ain a chibur. Over there by the barrel, the pshat is the barrel first was open. You have a cover that you seal down. Even though you seal the cover down, but you know the cover is on, it's open up again. Like you know you're going to have to use it. Therefore, the seal is not really called part of the barrel. So by removing the seal, it's not called you're breaking the barrel or making a new barrel. Instead, the barrel was here before. So there, it's not called any ticking. By shaking it here, you have one piece of cloth that never had a hole for the neck. By you making the hole there, you're chayif. Because it's Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Since he said the Gemara before, I says it's about him. Yeah. Another loch also. The Yom Rav Yehuda Merav, Shloishes Lugin Mayim. if you have three lugim of mayim, it's mayim shuvim. Halacha the mikvah we know is that you have to have 40 saw of mayim that is not shuvim. But if before you have 40 saw, if you put in there three lugim, that's not so much. Our kiddush cup is a revir talug. So 12 times, 12 kiddush cups, if you have of mayim shuvim, it passes the mikvah. But here the case was, he had shleshus lugim mayim, of mayim shuvim, that means water that was fetched in the utensil, in the kli, but shenofol etoichon kurtuf shayayin, a drop of wine fell into this water. See, it says like this, umareim kamariyayin, now the water changed and looks like wine. Shenofol mikvah, now these gimel lugim, which are really mayim shuvim, fall into the mikvah, before you have. Your aboyim saw there, he says the chiddush, loy paslu. These gimel lugim do not passel the mikvah. Question is, why not? It's gimel lugim mayim shuvim. It should passel. The answer is, since it looks like wine, it has a locha like wine, and wine does not passel the mikvah. It's a locha in mayim shuvim, water, and not wine. But if so, maskev lor of kana, it's question why? V'chima ben zel meitzeva. Why is this different than dyed water? If you have water dyed red, it passels the mikvah. That's none we learned. We have Yaisi Yomer. Meitzeva poislem et mikvah. If you have a bucket of mayim shuvim, a bucket of water that you fetched yourself, and now some red dye fell in here, it's red water. Still, when it falls into the mikvah, before you have a kosher mikvah, it passes the mikvah. So here also, it's dyed water. You had gimel lugim mayim that a few drops of wine fell in. What's the difference? The answer is no. There's a big difference. He says, Omalei Rava hosa maya detziva mikri. Over there, it's still called water. It's just called dyed water, but it's still called mayin. Avehocha here, chamra meziga mikra. Here it's called diluted wine, but it's called wine. Since it looks like wine now, that's called wine. It has a new name. It's not called water, it's called wine. And wine does not pass the mikvah. But, there'll be questions. Depending on how much shurim is, the question is how much it is. I'm not sure about that. Could be you're right. The Chura, you're right. Chura and Sfarad has to be like that. It's called wine. In the Marv Atani, we learned Rabbi Chiya Haridu as the mikvah. We learned not like this. We learned Rabbi Chiya said in this case, we had this gimel lugim of water that a drop of wine fill in, he passed the mikvah. I'm a rebel at Kasha. Or Rabbi Yechina Benuri or Rabbanin. His taka told him, Rabbi Yechina Benuri, whether we go after Chazusa, how something looks, or whether we go after the actual fact of what it is. Lamaisa, there is gimalugimayim here. If you go after what you have, it should pass on the mikvah. If you go after chazusa, the way it looks, since it looks like wine, it's called wine. But this will see tomorrow.
Just again, we just chazal, we just drop. Again, there has been the Mishnah before that we had, that the Mishnah Omar Alev said that if the Edim say that a person gave his wife a get but did not pay the ksuba, so they wanted to make the husband lose out the money of the ksuba. So the Mishnah says we value how much she could sell Hoksu before. So explain Rashi learns Pshat and Rav Chisda in Rav Nosson that Eidim Zemimim has to pay the value the Isha could get for Ksuba, but that much we deduct from the money. So the Svar again was like this, that the husband himself, he really himself would buy the Ksuba off his wife for that amount of money. Like it's worth it for him to pay the wife $50 in order never to have to pay a Ksuba. Therefore, that much money, the $50, he did not lose out the husband, because he would have paid for it himself. Therefore, all the Edim want him to lose out now was the extra $150. That's why Rav Nosson said that you have to pay the extra $150. Rav Chisda, the one that said, Baba, that's a little bit of a more makel. He says, no, how much money could have you got for this ksuba? So that's how much it's worth right now. So they wanted you to lose out that much money. Therefore, they have to pay you that much money.
You're holding that Gimel on the base, the last line. Again, the Shaila was that Rav said a Chiddush. That Rav said, Shloshes Lugin Mayim, Shenof L'Toich HaKutuv Shoyayin, and it looks like wine, and it falls into the mikvah, Loi Paslu. That was Rav's Chiddush. We know the halacha is, if you're making a mikvah, so before you have the Aboyim saw, if three Lugim, a measurement of Mayim Shuvim, falls into the mikvah, it makes the mikvah possible. So Rav said, what's going to be though if some wine falls into this water that makes the water look like wine? We consider it like wine, and wine does not pass the mikvah.
Then the Gemara says, "Stira, I Reb Chiya said the mikvah is possible." It says, "Ratzon Reb Chiya haridu es a mikvah." So Rav answers Lekasha. Hor Reb Yechonin ben Nuri hor Rabbonin. So Machlokes Reb Yechonin ben Nuri and the Rabbonin. Whether you have gimel lugim of mayim and it looks, the chazusa looks like wine, does that give it a din like wine? Where's this machlokes? It's not, we learn like this. Shleishes lugim mayim. If you have three lugim of mayim, but it says